Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable, and now with 3 months deferred payments too.
In this country, we will occasionally argue and agonise over the future of the Irish language, but relatively speaking, it's in pretty good health compared to the situation of Scots Gaelic. A recent study found only 11,000 habitual speakers, and now there are serious doubts that it will survive in the next 10 years at all. On the line is the head of that research team, Croher O'Gilligan from the University of Highlands and Islands. Croher, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Is speaking the language restricted just to the islands at this point?
Well, that's where the vernacular native speaking group is. But there are other speakers who have learned Gaelic who live in Edinburgh and Glasgow and other parts of Scotland. But the community of speakers are out in the Western Isles, the Isle of Skye and the Isle of Tiree.
And are there any particular factors that are contributing to the demise of the language on those islands?
It's a process of social change, of modernisation, new players, monolingual speakers of English coming into the community and forming their own networks, and that has brought about the contraction of the Gaelic group. But essentially what happened, the group had a fairly severe contraction in the numbers and densities of speakers in the 80s, and despite public policies and efforts to support Gaelic, it hasn't really made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So from the initial crisis of the 80s, the problem now has basically gone chronic. And there's a language board here, Bortna Gaelic, but it's been fairly ineffectual in dealing with the issue.
Yeah, and is it in part, if you like, there's a cohort of speakers, but maybe their kids aren't speaking the language, or they're moving out to cities where they just speak English?
Yes, there's... The islands are their peripheral areas, and there's been a difficulty with socioeconomic development. It's mostly been outside-generated development, so initiatives that's devised from central planners, and some of it hasn't been always relevant. But you can see the problem where people that are over 50, they generally tend to be good speakers of Gaelic. Then the parental generation, only a small group, a small subset of them have spoken Gaelic to their children. And some of the children learn Gaelic in school all right, but we've discovered that only 20%, one in five of the teenagers in all these areas has a fluency in Gaelic. And that's basically not enough to sustain a vernacular group of native speakers into the next generation.
Is it taught outside that area? Is it taught in schools in Edinburgh and Glasgow?
In some schools, it's not the same system at all. Scottish Gaelic doesn't have the same political and civic status as Irish in Ireland.
Mm.
They're in Edinburgh and Glasgow and Inverness. They have Gaelic medium schools, but most children don't attend those schools, and most children get no classes in Gaelic.
Yeah.
So, outside of these areas, it's very difficult, unless you attend a Gaelic medium school, it's very difficult to become a fluent Gaelic speaker.
Is there an attitude then in the urban areas of Scotland that Gaelic is really something for the Tuchters and it's not really anything to do with them?
There is a bit of that, but because of the public promotion of Gaelic and Gaelic arts and Gaelic identity and heritage, to an extent it's become a bit trendy in urban areas, maybe. And we have experience of that in Ireland as well. But learning a language as a second language or as a hobby or an activity that you do in your spare time is not the same as supporting a community of speakers.
Yeah. Measures that might have to be taken to at least rescue the language from extinction, would they have to be quite aggressive? Or want a better term?
They have to deal with the difficulty. What's happened with Scottish Gaelic is that there's a degree or an element of remote control that people outside of these communities devise policies and initiatives and then expect the locals to implement them, even though they're not really relevant to their own context. So that's why we've been very critical of official Gaelic policy in Scotland. And we're suggesting that the Gaelic group themselves in the islands would have a development agency, a development trust, where they can cooperate and devise mechanisms of their own making relevant to their own context, and that they would implement them and have democratic control over them themselves, rather than depending on the out-group and outside thinking about their problem.
Croagher, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's Croagher O'Gilligan there, a sociolinguist. We'll take a break, back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.